I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. A decision is still at least a month off on how city council elections will be conducted next year in Asheville. Lawmakers won't have any shortage of options to choose from. Without any action, districts will be used for the first time in next year's council elections after the Republican-controlled General Assembly approved a measure last year mandating Asheville create them instead of keeping the current system where all six seats are elected at large. During its meeting next week, City Council will hold a public hearing on two proposed amendments to the city charter, which would allow the at-large system to stay in place in the face of the General Assembly. Then there's Councilman Vijay Kapoor's alternative plan, which would keep the districts in place, but expand council by two extra seats, both of which would be elected at large. Kapoor is now looking to sweeten that offer, telling BPR he's proposing the city create an independent commission to draw the council district lines, a nod to the ongoing gerrymandering drama in the General Assembly.
Why couldn't we be the first city in North Carolina to have an independent redistricting commission for our city council lines? I mean, if folks are looking to make a statement to Raleigh, this is the perfect way of doing it.
The fact that a public hearing is being held on the charter changes to keep at large seats could be a sign of which way lawmakers are leaning, since such a public hearing is the second of three legal moves necessary to amend the city charter. The third would be a final vote, and that wouldn't come until the council's next meeting, which is at the end of next month. I'm Matt Bush.